podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at Casanova Williams.
Hey, what's going on with your man, Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru for another podcast guru podcast. One of the things I wanted to talk about was a lot of these hosting companies that host and distribute podcasts. I know a lot of them, and I'm not going to mention them by names, but there are a lot of companies out there that you go sign up for, and they say, I'm going to give you podcast distribution. You pay a fee for that. So I'm going to give you a little bit insider tips on those things, okay? Now, I know you may say, Cash, you're biased. You have your own hosting and distribution company of podcasts, so you're biased. But I'm really not biased. I'm truthful. Let me explain why. When I first was starting the Culture Play, I was just like everybody else. I had shows on my station that were doing podcast that we were recording on the back end, and I wanted to put them up on iTunes and Spotify and stuff like that. So I looked at a lot of these companies that said, hey, you know, you pay X amount of dollars and we could put you up. We could put you up on all these sites. And they have like a crap load list of all these sites that they put your podcast on. And it's quite impressive. Like, wow, you know, they have the free stuff where it's not as many, but it's still impressive. Then they have the paid stuff, which is like, wow, I get everything. So I was looking into them. But then I kind of was really, so then I wanted to further research, right? So I said, okay, well, this is great that they have it on all these platforms, which is phenomenal. But then I'm like, how many people listen to those platforms? There were a whole bunch of platforms that I've never even heard of in my life that they say they distributed to. So I'm like, okay, so I'm checking out all these platforms and you know, research, there's five hosting that people mainly, like 98% of listeners listen to podcasts on. That is iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeart. Five. Now, Amazon Music, they're doing it now. They're coming up. But the five major ones is what I mentioned. 98% of people listen to those five major ones. So the rest of the other 20, why would I care about those? Like seriously, it just seemed like it was a waste. Then I thought to myself, well, but you know what? Any play is any play. Why worry about that? Okay, cool. But then when I started to go on these services, I started to notice a pattern. Soon as I get on there, bam, commercial. Some type of advertisement or something from some type of sponsor, event, whatever. Everywhere. So I'm like, okay. And even, but with the free stuff, you know, when you do it for free, it's even worse. And then with the free, they limit you to a certain time. You can only do a podcast. They do the one thing that they know that podcasts need is consistency. So now, and they also know that people think that they need to have an hour podcast to be successful. So what they do is they limit those two things that mentally most people think they need for their free package. So it was like you could record one 30-minute podcast a week, and we'll put it up. But if you go over those 30 minutes, you have to get into our first plan, which is maybe like $9.99 or something like that. It's not too expensive, so I'm not saying, but like $9.99. So I'm like, okay. Now, I'm saying, well, I'll do the free because I understand and I know that the average listen sign of podcast, to be honest, is anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the podcast. I know this, but most people don't. So we're told that it's an hour. So most people don't want to talk for those. They think I need a whole hour to talk, so they upgrade. So with the free ad, like it's free. It's absolutely free. And, you know, they say they could do that. You know what I'm saying? They put you up for, and then they, you know. But it's constant bombardment of advertisement. So when you're listening to the podcast, nothing but advertisement under your podcast, over your podcast, before they get to your podcast. So even though it's free, they're making money off of you, and you're not seeing a dime of that. You're not seeing one dime of that at all. Not one dime. You know what I'm saying? Even with the page, you're not seeing one dime of that. So, fine, they distribute to all of the platforms, right? When you go to iTunes, you're hit with advertisement. On the page, advertisement. You're not seeing one dime of that at all. So let's say you have a popular podcast and people are constantly going to your podcast on iTunes. They're hit with advertisement. People get played off of clicks. So even if they click on it, don't buy nothing, that's money. But regardless of how the money works for iTunes or the platforms you want, you're not making one dime. You're giving them money. Because to be honest, and maybe I'm telling a secret that nobody should be telling, but you could put your stuff on all of those platforms on your own for free. See, I tell people this all the time. Maybe I undersell myself. Maybe I sabotage myself. Maybe we can have hundreds of thousands of more than we have right now because I'm telling the truth. But I don't care. I'm about the truth. I tell every client that I talk to, like, yo, you know you can put this up on your own for free. But it's kind of like an oil change. Everybody in the world know you can do oil change yourself. But do you really have the time to do that? So all you're really doing is paying these services for a service you could do on your own for free, but you just don't have the time because you got to open different accounts with all of them. And there's a lot you have to do, but you can do it for free. So you pay them for that, which is cool. All right, cool. $9 a month, not too bad. But then your podcast is constantly hit with a whole bunch of junk ads and all that stuff. So when I started the Culture Play, I said, I'm going to make my shit ad free. So I said, I'm going to give each of my clients a page, theCultureplay.com/show/whatever your show is. And a person could go on there. There's a player of all your podcasts. And if you're featured on our radio station, there's a player for the radio station as well. There's no ads on there. I think I have one ad for the Culture. We have one little PNG banner. We have a banner up there. But there's no stopping your podcast. There's no big picture. But it's just simply your player. There's nothing, you know, the banner there is not going to stop your listening at all. You know what I'm saying? It's just there because it's part of it. It's part of our network. But the player is there. You're not going to have an advertisement. You're not going to have a pause because of advertisement. The play is there. And also, I give people the option of going to their favorite platform. Maybe they like to just listen on iTunes or Spotify or iHeart. They just like that. They like the app and they prefer that. The links are on there as well. So at the end of the day, what I did was give the customer all the choices without the hassle. And I didn't bother trying to connect with these other, these other low volume hosts, because at the end of the day, these people don't. I mean, they only attach this to make it seem like, oh, we get you everywhere. But they don't tell you the truth is like everywhere. That doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, you have to understand that these they're really making more money off of you. They're not really doing anything you can't do for yourself, and they're making money off of you that you're not seeing a dime of that. Because also, you got to read that little fine print, because that little fine print will tell you that they have the right to monetize your podcast for you, to monetize it in their favor, to run ads and stuff like that. And let's say you want an ad free and all that stuff. They have that's another tier. Oh, you know, if you pay $100 a month, you get this ad free. Because they're making money. Because think about it, they probably are getting paid about maybe your podcast brings in $50-$60 for them a month, just an ad, just your podcast. So they charge you $100. Oh, no ads. They're making more money. You really think they're going to lose money? You think they're going to lose making $300-$400 off of you and off your $100 plan and say, cool? No, they're making like $60-$70 a month off of you. And then if you upgrade, all right, no more ads, but now we're making $100. They're making even more money. Or for something you could do for free, putting you on unnecessary sites that nobody ever listens to. Once I found out that I could have my own hosting distribution and still put my clients on those other platforms, I was in a gold mine at that point. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not easy to do it. There was a lot, the website design, the technology. Thank God I have a background in web design and stuff like that, so I was able to do it. But it wasn't like a day I put that database up, like, oh, yeah, today we're good. No, it took some timing, some planning, some research and all that stuff to make that happen. It really did. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, oh, anybody could do what I could do. You just got to put a lot of work into it. So it's not easy. Not easy at all to do. But like I said, I have a background in web design and all that stuff. So, you know, I was able to figure things out and build a database that made sense and all that. So it's not easy. But why put you on all these sites that make no sense? It's all a scam. It's not a scam, so I'm not going to say that. But it is something that they make money off of you. Now, if you are interested, I'm, of course, going to plug the Culture Play. Go to cultureplay.com. You can see our prices and how we do things and how things go down. And you can understand a little bit better. That's if you want to. If you don't, that's fine, too. Take this advice and do it on your own. Open accounts with all those individual iHeart, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Open your own account with them and post up your thing. You know what I'm saying? But you got to host it. You have to host your podcast somewhere for the RSS feed and all that stuff. So it is work for you to do it. And to be honest, yeah, it is simple probably for you to pay $9 a month or $10 or $20 a month for somebody to do. You just upload it. And it makes it simple. So in general, yes. Is it worth it? Yeah, of course, because it's much easier. They handle everything on the background for you. Yes. So convenience, yes. If you want to bust out a whole bunch of podcasts and you're like, I don't know about all of this stuff, then you could pay people to do it and you're fine. So it's worth it at that point. But understand that they are not there doing it for free, and they do a lot of unnecessary things to make you seem like, oh, I'm getting all of this. Me, I tell people the exact same thing I tell on this podcast. You could do it yourself. Now, you can't build a database like me. You know what I'm saying? That's skill. That's, you know, that's talent. You know what I'm saying? But if you were computer savvy and all that stuff and you got a little bit of knowledge of, you can open your own accounts. But you're probably going to wind up paying some service to host it. And that's where the money comes in. You have to pay somebody to host it to get an RSS feed. But like I said, there's plenty of companies out there can do. You just have to do what makes sense for you. But don't get gassed by all the hosting. Don't get gassed by these companies that are selling you a pipe dream. Because a lot of them will say, oh, well, pay extra. We'll do advertisement for you. Bull. Bull sugar. They're not going to advertise you at all. They're going to use your likeness in your podcast to make money. Because they don't advertise. One thing we do with the culture, we do advertise on the culture radio. We advertise our podcast. We advertise our product. That's what we do. We advertise it so people will see your stuff. But at the end of the day, most of them, they say they advertise. They're not going to advertise you at all. And the numbers you get back don't make sense for that. Do it yourself. That's why I say post up yourself, find some information, and do it yourself. I mean, you can, but if you don't want to, you want to use it, that's fine. But just be wary, because at the end, they understand that they're going to be making more money off of you, and that revenue from the ads and those clicks you will never see. But if you want, go to coachplay.com, and maybe you can work something out with us. Of course, I'm going to always plug my company. Why wouldn't I? Come on, that's stupid. So I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health,
But I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man. Go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do on my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMen'sMentalHealth.com. Until then, have a great day.